Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, let's get right to it. ESPN, there's talk of the gambling probes. AB was, I mean, who would have thought there'd be a day where officials flew to Dubai to grab Antonio Brown and bring him back to the United States to face trial on attempted murder? Like, that's some of the headlines. But tonight is one of the coolest things we've seen in Pittsburgh over the last 20 years. It is the matchup that resurrected might be too hard of a word, but what the heck. Hockey across the league. We used to have tickets on KDAM. We'd have 64 a game for the Penguins that we would give away. 64. Then the first round picks started coming. And then Sidney Crosby came. And Alexander Ovechkin came. And something special was born. The league was looking to move past, trying to find something. Mario was pretty much done at that point. Gretzky was retired. I mean, Jerome Iginla, Joe Thornton, Martin St. Louis, I mean, they weren't like superstars. They were high picks. They were good players. Maybe even Hall of Fame players. But they weren't superstars. The league needed that. And in 2005, each of these franchises found it. Both teams had 23 wins when Crosby and Ovechkin joined. 2 years later, both teams are in the playoffs. They made hockey cool. They connected with more than just the intense hockey fan that would watch no matter who was on the ice. And we get another one tonight. I don't know when we'll, April 11th, I think, is the other game that's here in Pittsburgh. Baseball season. Think about that. It's so far from now. We'll be a couple of weeks into baseball season the next time these two players meet here. Do you appreciate what this has meant? What these games are like? The fact that at 7:30 you can turn on the TV tonight and watch Crosby and Ovechkin, still big-time players. Crosby's second in the league in scoring with 9 goals. Evgeny Malkin, who is a big part of those series as well, is 39 and leads the Pens and one of the leading assisters in the league. And they go at it again tonight. It made hockey great in this area and in DC. Those matchups were insane. walking into an arena between those teams was different. Oh, yeah, the Steelers were good at that time. Obviously, were very good. But there was something about the matchup of these two guys. And again, I'll every once in a while mention Evgeny Malkin because I need to, because he's a key part of this. But as you're driving to the game or driving home or driving around or listening at home, like, do you appreciate what we've seen? What stands out to you at 412-928-9370 about these games? For me, it starts really the regular season were good. But the 09 playoff series is where it changed. That series, seven games. The only blowout was game seven that the Pens won in DC. Each of those players with eight goals in a series. Game two featured dueling hat tricks. When do you see that in a series? In a month, in a year, where you see a game where guys have dueling hat tricks. And here are these two young players bringing that kind of attention to the league. Those games were insane. And yes, Marc-Andre Fleury and others, Chris Letang had a game-winning goal. Like, it's not just those two, but it was. So as you sit down to watch this tonight, what are you thinking? Are you appreciating what you still get to see 20 years later between these two? A day after Alexander Ovechkin got 900 goals. And I think what's so cool about this series is it reminds me of Steelers-Ravens from the standpoint of they're hard-hitting. There's not a lot of love. The energy in the stadium, or in this case the arena, is the best that you have all year. They're still playing at a high level. I mean, Ovechkin's done something that no one has ever done in the league. And Crosby has done something that no one has ever done in the league, and that's average a point a game throughout the span of his career for that length of time. But what they have that I think for the most part the Steelers and Ravens have is respect for each other. Yeah, Tom Wilson doesn't have respect. And at times Geno's done some things, and Matt Cook was a part of this at times, and maybe he did some stuff, and there have been other caps that have, you know, a play or two or a thing or two or annoys you. There were Penguins, there were guys that played for both of these teams, Gonchar, Orpik. It's been that type of series. But are you appreciating? Like, what's your thoughts on watching this tonight? 412-928-9370. And Tyler Kennedy was on earlier on the Pomp and Joe show. He comes on every Thursday at 10 o'clock. And today was perfect that it just happens to fall on that day. And Kennedy, who was a part of those games, this is how he described the atmosphere.
Oh, it was absolutely huge. Like, when we got to Washington, it was all red. And at the time, and I'm not sure if it's still like this, but in their arena, they do not sell season tickets or tickets to a game unless you buy from a credit card that has an area code of Washington, D.C. So when you go in there, there is no Penguin fans. It is all Washington Capitals, and then you obviously bring in their team. I think I think when we look at the two teams, and obviously I think the Penguins have done so much better, but that means a lot having Evgeny Malkin. I don't think Ovechkin, he's had a lot of guys like Semin, some other guys, but no one with Evgeny Malkin's status, career, and that's why it was, you know, that's why I always felt like we had the upper hand on Washington. But, you know, when you think of those battles, when you think of that, and you think of where the NHL was, that put the NHL on more of the map than it was because of those rivalries. And it was so lights out because when those guys played, it wasn't like they were tiptoeing around. Those games were electric, from each guy scoring a hat trick to Ovi running over maybe the biggest hit of the career when he hit Malkin. Like, it was a war. And when I think of the Penguins, we had a different kind of war with the Philadelphia Flyers where it was more of a rough, tough. This, when we played Alex Ovechkin in the Washington Capitals, it was a rivalry from goal scoring to toughness. It had everything of a generational battle between two great franchises. And it was every time we played the night before, there was a buzz. And when we played them in the playoffs, like it was unbelievable. Like,
yeah, man.
You could not play an average game. And when I was in that series, I wasn't playing well. And Dan Bylsma literally pulled me aside and said, dude, we cannot have you playing 80%. We need every guy playing their best hockey to win. And that, like, woke me up like crazy because it was so true.
Tyler Kennedy on the Pomp and Joe show earlier today about tonight's matchup coming up at 7:30, 412-928-9370. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So what are your thoughts about this matchup and this series? Do you have a memory from it? This series is so... the longevity of it is something like we've never seen, especially for teams in the same division that are rivals to stay with the same uniforms. The fact that this continues on, it's so old. How old is it? That Ben Kindle hasn't been alive for all of it.
Yeah, obviously... Every night you're playing against different kind of elite NHL talent, but for a guy like, play against a guy like that, Ovechkin, I mean, such a legend in the league, and there's very few guys kind of around that have that kind of status, so I'm really excited to have the opportunity to play against him.
Ben, the rivalry with Sid and Ovi is older than you. Just for an 18-year-old, like, what is the perspective of, like, being a part of that when it's been going on longer than you've been around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, remember watching it growing up. It was always big when Sid and Ovi played against each other. So just really excited to get the opportunity to witness it first.
I mean, when he was growing up, like, he wasn't alive for the good ones. Or if he was, he couldn't possibly remember the great ones. But it's still good. And to look back and think about what those guys did for this sport is fascinating. 900 goals for Alexander Ovechkin. You think of what Mario could have done if he was healthy the whole time. And the points number seems like it's just unreachable. But of course, you thought that about his goal total. Sidney Crosby has gone against Alexander Ovechkin. It's 73 times these two have battled. Crosby has the points lead in it. Ovechkin has the goal lead. 33 goals for Crosby, 62 assists, 38 goals for Ovechkin, and 30 assists. That's regular season. Obviously, there's a lot more in the playoffs. So, Crosby discussed Ovechkin getting that 900th in the matchup tonight?
I wouldn't know, but it's something that, you know, I said when you got the record that I think a lot of people, you know, myself, probably him included, thought that it would be pretty difficult to get that many goals. But, he just, you know, he's continued to find, you know, ways year after year. And to be that consistent and that productive is pretty hard to even fathom. So I think, yeah, it's a credit to him and just his consistency and his ability to find ways to score goals.
We talk a lot about the consistency in this room with you, Gino, and Chris, all being with the Penguins your entire career, but Ovi there is the same. You've had this rivalry the entire time, him, the Capitals, you guys here. Just how have you grown to appreciate that matchup compared to maybe earlier in your career when you didn't know that it was going to get to this point?
I think it's great. It was great, you know, when it first, you know, when we first started playing against each other, as far as, you know, just the rivalry and bringing the best out of everyone. And I think it was great for hockey and still is. So I think that's something that it's rare that, you know, you come in, you know, when we did at the same time, and that you have playoff series and, you know, same division, that sort of thing. So the way it's worked out has been pretty unique that way. But yeah, I think that's something that, you know, we all appreciate.
Penn Sidney Crosby before the 74th matchup with Ovechkin. I think it's the 99th meeting between, with, you know, there were times where Sid wasn't available and few times where Ovechkin may not have been available.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And it's coming up in just over an hour. it's the matchup that you kind of wait for. Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now is going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes. And he used to host a national show in Toronto. So he has an idea of how this earthquaked the NHL. And then at the top of the hour, Will Graves and the Associated Press has done a number of stories looking big picture at their impact. We're going to discuss that as well, get into a couple of other notable news from today. Reminder to join Donnie Football and Jason Mackey at Shiloh Plate and Pour on Sunday for Fan Game Day from 5 to 8. Juicy burgers, wings, ice-cold beverages, and the best pregame talk. Shiloh Plate and Pour on Mount Washington with Donnie and Mackey is the perfect place to meet before that Sunday night game. On the line right now is JR, who is with TakingVegas.com, as well as one of the hosts of Sports Investors Daily, which airs every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, right here on KDKA. JR, man, how you doing? How did that week go last week?
I got to tell you, you know, first off, I have just been having an insanely good year. Couldn't be happier with the direction things are going. Just had a great weekend overall. And quite frankly, I have something in store where I'm setting the table again, because we've got a huge situation, a couple of games that we're looking at that are about 3 weeks from now. So I'm setting the table, if you will, to make a lot of profit this weekend and next weekend so that my clientele will be able to take a good portion of that profit and really roll it over on a couple of big games 3 weeks from now. So first and foremost, everybody in the Pittsburgh area, I always take care of course, want to make sure you guys get taken care of tonight. This is a tough game on paper. I know it looks easy, but guys, the line's 9.5. I'm going to let you know whether or not the Raiders cover that game or not against the Broncos. I'm going to give it to you absolutely free. All you got to do, call this number. It's on a recorded line. The number is 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-994-6669. Raiders Broncos, again, absolutely free on the recorded line. And when I look at this game, you look at the total, it's sitting 42.5, down from 43.5. The Raiders, one of the healthiest teams in football right now against the Broncos team. That defense has been insane over the last few weeks, one of the best in the NFL right now. I'm going to let you know whether or not they can move the ball and whether or not they can cover, again, that 9.5 points. So give us a call. It is free on a recorded line at 888-994-6669.
JR, what do you think of Bo Nix and the season this dude's having? And J.K. Dobbins kind of back from, you know, running backs can fade off, but somehow he's made a resurgence this year.
I'm really starting to think that running backs just need a change of scenery sometimes. It's like, you know, they get wherever they're going and, you know, the playbook's handed to them. They run with aggression. They look fantastic. J.K. Dobbins is a perfect example of that. But, you know, let's face it, where he was last, I mean, with Lamar and everything else going on with that team, it's tough to get a good running game going when your quarterback can do it on his own. Now he's at a, you know, in a situation, I think, where they're going to utilize him much better. They have a much better offensive line to open up the holes for him. So yeah, it's definitely a good resurgence for J.K. Dobbins, and I like the way he's been running the football as of late. You know, he's been doing it with quite a bit of vengeance, which sometimes when you're playing with a chip on your shoulder, that can really work out for you in the long run.
You know, Geno Smith and Pete Carroll made some music. Man, why is it just not working in Vegas?
You know, I mean, Geno Smith, the numbers that he put up last week were incredible, and that defense did get healthy last week. So, you know, you would have thought this past Sunday that they would have had a better showing, and going for the 2 points at the end obviously proved to not be well. But, you know, this is a team that's really starting to try to get something put together. And, the trade that they made earlier this week with
Jacoby Myers,
at least getting rid of him, I think that they're trimming some fat. And Pete Carroll, even though he's an older GM and obviously, you know, closer to being out the door than coming in, he's trying to build something there. And Vegas, I think, is going to be very patient with what he's trying to do. Obviously, I don't think that Geno Smith is going to be the answer there long term, but definitely a good placeholder until they draft well enough and get somebody there that can really, you know, get something on. I mean, this Bowers is amazing. Every time he's in the game, it makes it so much more exciting.
All right, JR, tell us how we can get that tip. It's your free game tonight.
Well, last week, I hope everybody took advantage of that under with the Denver Broncos against the Houston Texans. Told you that game would not be even close to the number. It would be near 30, and that's what wound up happening. And I've got another one for you. We got time for a free pick on air, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so another under. Listen, I love unders. It is they come in more than overs, and you're winning the whole game until you're not. So, you know, this is another one that I think is not even going to be close. The Giants are going on the road to take on the Bears at Soldier Field. This Bears team has just been excellent over the last 5 weeks or so, one of the best teams in the NFL. Ben Johnson's got that offense working pretty well, but I just don't see a lot of points either way in this game. I think the Bears will wind up winning this game. It might even be a little bit of a battle, but I really see it staying way under the 46.5 points that it's gone up to. It opened at 43.5. Public loves the over. They don't think that either team's going to play a lot of defense, so it's been going over. I love the under here. Go under 46.5, Giants-Bears. Now, again, if you really want to do this right, strategy is the name of the game, and that's what I bring to the table, as well as winning like crazy. And I love the game tonight. So I'm going to give you the Raiders-Broncos game absolutely free. All you got to do is call the number, and it's on the recorded line at 888-994-6669. That's 888-9-WIN-NOW.
JR, thanks, man. Appreciate all the help.
Always a pleasure. Go out there and let's make some money.
JR, who is with TakingVegas.com, as well as one of the hosts of Sports Investors Daily, which airs every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, right here on 93.7 The Fan. A couple other quick news and notes. You mentioned Antonio Brown extradited from Dubai and arrested to face an attempted murder charge with a firearm. Pirates lost Jiwon Bae to the Mets. Right-handed pitcher Jack Little, claimed by Detroit, Leover Peguero, went unclaimed. He was sent to AAA. The Pirates did pick up a righty reliever, Ryan Harbin. He joins immediately on the 40-man roster. Got a big arm. Pirates still have two spots left on the 40-man. Pirates Fest was announced today. Will be January 24th at the Convention Center. Art Rooney Jr. is a contributor semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So they have 9 semifinalists. They'll whittle that down to 1, and then the vote will happen on that one player now, or that one contributor. Art Rooney Jr. does have some stiff competition. Robert Kraft, Patriots owner, is a part of that. Bud Adams founded the Oilers. Rune Arledge, who is a legendary TV exec, they are part of the 9. Steelers also today released DeMarvin Leal, a 3rd-round pick, has all the athleticism. It just never worked. Like, they never found a spot for him. He got big to try to go on the line. That didn't work. He got thin to try to go on the outside. That didn't work. And the Steelers just finally gave up on him. Good news on the injury front. As you may have seen in the video at 93.7 The Fan, or on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, Darnell Washington was a full participant in practice as he rested yesterday with a foot injury. Jonnu Smith, after a day off to rest, went full today as well. Alex Highsmith, after not practicing, kind of retweaked that ankle. He went through a limited practice today. Chuck Clark back full. Will Howard was full as he's working on that 21-day window. Also working on that 21-day window. Some of the bad news here was Corey Trice, man. This dude just keeps dealing with injuries, hamstring and knee. He wasn't able to go full. He's part of that 21-day window, and you just fear that it's going to close on this guy, and he's going to be out again for the rest of the season. Scotty Miller was not able to practice due to a finger injury. Jabril Peppers did not practice for a second straight day. He's dealing with a quad. Cole Holcomb hasn't been around the team. He still has the illness that kept him out of the game on Sunday. Isaac Seumalo with the pec did not practice for a second straight day. And Connor Hayward with a knee did not practice. Part of that depth at tight end, one of the key special teams players, he was unable to go. There's one more practice tomorrow. When we continue, Dan Kongerski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Let's get back into the Pens Caps coming up at 7:30 tonight. It's Crosby, Ovechkin, Malkin again. We don't know how many more times we'll get a chance to see this. We'll talk to Dan about it next. It is 93.7 The Fan. Jeff Hathorn with you on The Fan Evening Show. About 50 minutes from face-off between the Pens and Capitals, and someday in the future, it's going to be like, oh yeah, it's Pens and Capitals. But for 20 years, it's been the Pens and Capitals. Must-watch television. We're joined by Pittsburgh Hockey Now's Dan Kangurski. Dan, it's been a minute or two since you hosted a national show in Toronto.
I'm digging up my past, are you?
Yeah. But you, because of that, you have an idea of the league from a global perspective. Like, what impact did Sidney Crosby and Alexander Ovechkin have on this league?
The same impact that Magic and Bird had. I mean, they really did. Don't forget where the league was. They scrubbed an entire year to get the salary cap. The game was plodding. It was slow. It was run by meatheads. It was played by meatheads, a bunch of 6'4" defensemen who water skied behind talented, zippy forwards. And the game was, you know, really garbage to watch on a lot of nights. And I'm not exaggerating. It was, they were truly killing hockey for a few minutes there. So you come out of the lockout and you've got these two kids, right? You've got Ovechkin, you've got Crosby as rookies on two teams that already hated each other. It could not have fallen any better than how the hockey gods wrote it. All eyes from Toronto to Vancouver and, you know, the world were watching those two because they were just so good as well. And the rivalry personally, you know, you knew they didn't like each other and you knew the teams didn't like each other. So it was, it, as you said, it was must-see TV.
Is it even more amazing that of the impact that they had because it was two players in relatively small American markets that were making this kind of impact?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose if they were in Edmonton and Calgary or, you know, some of these actual thriving hockey towns, it would have worked as well. But it sure helped that Sidney Crosby picked up the mantle from Mario Lemieux. That didn't hurt at all. And it didn't hurt as well that Alex Ovechkin, you know, kind of came into a dead market. Washington, I mean, think of how many years the Penguins and Capitals played and half the arena were Penguins fans. So, you know, there was this whole new excitement for the Capitals fans that actually, you know, had a team and had a chance to do something one day.
There was a coolness about it, too, that here's this guy from Russia who's playing in the nation's capital in this matchup. And it wasn't ever a political thing, but it was just the fact that it worked out that way, I thought, was always fascinating between these guys. Listen, Dan, Ovechkin's got, it seemed like, okay, can we just stop that shot from the point? But no one over the span of 20 years can stop. Why is Ovechkin, with a relatively simple game, the leading goal scorer in NHL history?
Well, there's been a whole second act to his career that I don't think people really take into account. Dale Hunter, over a decade ago, started benching him, saying, hey, you can go cherry pick all you want. You're not going to play the third period for me. You know, you're going to sit and you're going to watch. And then, you know, Barry Trotz comes in and takes that message and really drives it home in a digestible sort of way. I mean, at first, Ovechkin was like, fine, then I'll watch, see how you like it. But then Barry Trotz got into him, you know, how to play the game. And yeah, sure, you can score a lot of goals. And Ovechkin had the blast from, you know, from the dot. But he scored a lot of goals otherwise, too, like, you know, coming back on the rush, letting loose. So that shot is just, it's heavy. It's got spin. It you know, he's
accurate. And it's low.
Yeah, it's unique. So all of those things and him learning to play in the second half of his career really, I think, kept him on the ice. You get those empty net goals and you can play some defense. And he's had a few of those, too.
Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. They would have been good players, but how much did each push each other because of these matchups?
Have you ever had an arch nemesis or a rival that close to you?
Well, we're talking to each other.
Hey, I made you and I had you on those national shows. you know, I imagine, you know, the whole team rivalry fed into the personal rivalry. when you're that good, there's some extra gear that tells you you have to be the best. And I think that fueled each one of them to do a little bit more in every possible aspect of their games. And yeah, it certainly didn't hurt them, that's for sure.
How quickly do you think those two learned to respect each other?
Oh, I think it probably took about 17 or 18 years. I guess maybe I'm being a little bit facetious that, you know, even the Steelers and the Raiders of the 70s eventually got tired of beating each other up and respected each other. And I think that eventually happened between these two when they realized that they were better for each other. Like Magic and Bird became friends. And, you know, I guess Jordan never had really had his rival to have that moment with. But, yeah.
Nicholas and Palmer.
I think that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, I guess eventually you realize that you can't beat the other person and they can't beat you. So it's a mutual thing.
What do you remember about that 09 series between these two?
My forever moment will be the breakaway that Fleury stopped and then laughed maniacally. That to me was always the hallmark of the Capitals. You can get this close. You'll get no closer. So as good as that series was, and actually I really enjoyed the 16 and 17 series because I thought the Capitals were a much better team by that point too. And the hockey was just unbelievable in those series. And they were, you know, each team was seed one, seed two in the NHL. Just so many great battles.
Can you tell this series without speaking of Evgeny Malkin?
Sadly, I think history has been written without him far too much, right?
Yeah.
Here's this Hall of Fame, all-world, all-time player who is happy in the shadows. You know, can you tell the story of Batman without Robin? Actually, you kind of can, right? So, unfortunately, you can. Should you know? How's that?
We're joined by Dan Kangurski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Now, a couple about this current team. Are we going to see Ben Kindle on the top line?
That's, honestly... Yes and no. Ben Kindle has such a hockey IQ that I have no doubt he can play with Sidney Crosby. Can you put Danton Heinen as your third line center? That to me seems a stretch of logic on that one. I don't know why they called Danton Heinen up. Actually, I do. He's a safe veteran. He was the team's leading scorer in Wilkes-Barre. Okay. All of those things make sense. But you're going to put him, he's never played center before, Jeff. Here's a 30-year-old learning a new position, and center's not where you want to start. So I don't see that going very well, which means Dan Muse is going to have to shuffle the lines. Whether he leaves Kindle with Crosby or drops Kindle back to that third line, makes the easy play, and just puts Heinen up on the top line, I kind of expect that by the end of the game, but we'll see.
You've seen Kindle since you first put on black and gold. At what point were you like, wow, this guy might actually play here this year?
It was probably into preseason because he had a bad rookie camp, and I wasn't alone in thinking that. Some people in the organization kind of took a look at him and was like, okay, he's got a lot of work to do. And they had some conversations with him, some videos, some do this, do that types. First couple of days of training camp, he looked overmatched, and rightfully so. Here's an 18-year-old kid who hadn't filled out yet. He's a little bit small, looked a little step slow. And then something happened. Jeff, I don't know that I've ever seen quite a transformation overnight. And quite literally, it was like day two or day three of training camp. I recall writing, okay, you know, he's got a lot of work to do, but you can see his hockey smarts. And then by day four or five, when you get into the preseason games, you're like, this guy is zipping around like a water bug. He's moving the puck. He's where the puck should be, and he's waiting for it, and he's really driving the play. By the end of preseason, you're like, you know, you're wondering if the organization had the courage to do it, and they have, and they've been pretty well rewarded, I'd say.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We're joined by Dan Kongerski from Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Two more, Dan. I know that you don't need to sell tickets tonight. I know that you don't need to, if you're a head coach, worry about TV ratings. But why not Mureshov in net?
I don't know. Period.
Point blank?
You know, point blank. It would have sold tickets. My readers were very quick to let me know that they would have bought tickets tonight had Mureshov been in net. I know people are kind of like, this could have been a Marc-Andre Fleury type moment. I was here that night back in 2003 when Fleury started against the LA Kings, and I'll never forget the pad save that, shocked Ziggy Palfy. Talking to Palfy after the game, he's like, I shot it into an empty net. And then there was a leg pad there. I have no idea where it came from. That, it was a special night, a special moment. They could have had something like that tonight. And I Jeff, I think maybe your last question probably dovetails into this. 8 wins and being atop the Eastern Conference and atop the Metro Division, I think currently has them a little starstruck and maybe rethinking exactly how aggressive they want to be with some of these young kids.
All right, you answered that question, so I'll ask you this one. Any chance we see a different Ryan Graves?
Sure, there's a chance. I mean, his chance would have been in preseason and training camp. He did not seize it. Maybe he didn't think going down to the AHL was actually possible. Maybe he took it all for granted. I don't know. He wasn't good when they waived him. And so who knows? Maybe he built some hate. Ride a few buses to Binghamton or Hershey or Lord knows where and eat some crappy pizza and have to go to dinner at, a 2-star chain restaurant instead of someplace nice because you're in some small town that doesn't have anything open past 7 o'clock. You begin to miss the NHL. And so maybe he got a little angry. That would be his best play.
Dan, I'll see you in a little bit. Thank you so much for taking time. The best coverage of the Penguins day in and day out at Pittsburgh Hockey Now. Dan Kongerski joining us. Thanks, Dan.
Well, after that little glow up, now I can't be angry at you.
Oh, you can, but we'll do it in person.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Dan was on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Fan weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Chance of rain through Friday afternoon. Temps in the high 50s, though, over the weekend. Hopefully it rains Saturday, so I don't have to cut the grass. We continue. More talk on this Pens-Caps matchup. Kind of grew up in the Washington area. He's kind of a Caps guy, but works for the news leader in the United States, the Associated Press. We'll talk to Will Graves about the significance of this matchup. Another Crosby, Ovechkin, Malkin, Letang matchup, and we'll discuss that significance as we continue. It is the Fan evening show on 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff Hathorn with you, joined by Will Graves from the Associated Press. Will, I hear this song and I can only think of Caddyshack. So I immediately start laughing.
Hey, look, there's no such thing as a Bad Earth, Wind & Fire song, and no matter what context you're in. So, like, yes, that's I think of Zeiss when I hear this song, actually. I mean, that's what I hear. Like,
you were something before electricity. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, speaking of what we're saying, big picture, what's the impact Sidney Crosby and Alexander Ovechkin had on the NHL?
Well, I mean, look, let's remember where this league was at coming out of the lockout. Right. I mean, it was dead. I mean, their games were on OLN. Their nationally televised games were on. I mean, come on. Like, this league was nowhere. And those two guys gave them something to build around, two young stars who did the impossible. I mean, Jeff, you and I live in the hype business, right? I mean, like, you know, we write about these guys. We you know, when they get here, they get these ridiculous expectations placed upon them. And you've got two guys that have somehow – surpassed those expectations. I mean, my God, Ovechkin scored his 900th goal last night, dude. Like, that, it is. I mean, in an era when that's never supposed to happen, right? And all Sid has done is become, you know, maybe the best player post Mario and Gretzky in the league, and won three championships and saved hockey in Pittsburgh while he's at it. And look, the thing that's really helped the league is that, you know, they're so diametrically different as players, right? I'm so tired. I've been here 14 years now. You know, I grew up in the D.C. suburbs, rooting for the Caps, having Mario ruin my springs every year when I was in high school and college, right? But I'm so tired of the one is better than the other. They're just totally different players, and that helped the league because you could kind of have your choice. Did you want to have the cerebral, hardworking, you know, preternaturally gifted, try hard, which is what Sid is, or did you want, you know, Russian machine never breaks, you know, all id, not a lot of thinking, just sort of this brute force, this blunt instrument, right? And they provided great theater over the years. They've, you know, it's sort of like a Magic Bird situation.
Yeah.
Where as the years have gone on, their affinity for each other, look, they're not going to be best friends. I don't see them doing a ton of commercials together or being buddies like Larry and Magic are. But, you know, like, they have a great respect for each other. And, you know, whatever it ends for these guys, and maybe Ovi, it's later, it's next spring, maybe for Sid, it's hell no, who knows? When it's, like, who knows? I would not put any sort of limit on Sid. But, I mean, the league, it's sort of like almost looking at PGA Tour, like pre and post Tiger Woods, you know, in terms of attention and exposure, money, to be very clear. I mean, those guys are the 1A and 1B on why the NHL has become the productive, profitable, stable, you know, league that it is today.
Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I've made this argument, and I think it's true, but I want to ask you the question. What kind of folk hero do you think Ovechkin would be if it was Ovechkin that was with the Penguins?
Man, you know what? Jeff, that's a great, I'd never actually even entertained that idea because it's so ingrained that, you know, one represents one and one represents the other. He's sort of like Gino on steroids, you know, like, I mean, and think about it. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, people love Sid, like people adore Sid, but I would argue that in some sections of the city and maybe to some portions of the fan base, like Gino is maybe even more beloved because Gino, you know, like the one thing about him and Ovechkin is much the same way. I mean, look, I have utmost respect for Sid. He's great with us. I mean, I've been here 14 years. I never heard a bad thing about the guy yet. Right. But he keeps everybody sort of at arm's length. His emotions are, he's more reserved, right? Where Gino is very much surface level. Like, you know, he wears his heart on his, you know, the sleeve of his sweater. And it's very much the same for Ovechkin. And maybe even more so. And the thing is, I mean, like, you know, Ovi for years had to carry the weight. I mean, at least when Sid got here, the Penguins had glory days to sort of harken back to, right? And, you know, Ovi, like, the Caps had done nothing but, like, heartbreak and playoff failure, and then he had to carry it the first 14 years of his career, you know? And, you know, I just think if he was here, the response that Gino gets, I think, it would be amplified just because he's a more prolific player. They are not, he and Gino are not the same player. I mean, Gino's the center, and obviously Alex plays on the wing, and they have different responsibilities, but like the style of play is similar. And I think, you know, there's never been a player like Alex Ovechkin in this league, never. You know, and I think that Pittsburgh people would adore him. I don't know, he wouldn't be Mario, but he'd be pretty damn close.
Joined by Will Graves from the Associated Press. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You mentioned Gino. I think the reason the series has swung mostly the Pens' way is because the Penguins had Malkin. Would you agree with that? I mean, Semin's a good player, and Backstrom, and you know the goon that is on that line now.
Right, 43, yeah.
Yeah, is they're all, you know, key players, but it seems like because the Penguins had Malkin and at times Fleury, that made them the better team.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there was let's remember Gino won the Conn Smythe, you know, the first time around, right? So, like, you know, he carried them through the playoffs. Where I think so, Sid always had some backup, and that hasn't been to your point, there have been very solid players with the Caps through the years, but never that 1B. Never. I mean, Ovechkin's stardom and his, you know, sucks up all the oxygen in the room, and they've had good players and Hall of Famers, you know, borderline Hall of Famers that have sort of come through the system, but nobody that comes close. I mean, Gino's, you know, whether NHL, you know, publishes it or not, I mean, he's a top 100 player all time. And, you know, I don't think there's anybody that's played with any, you know, Backstrom's a really good player, but even at the height of his powers, you know, was he in the top 500 of all time? Like, probably not, right? So, yeah, Gino's been incredibly important. And, you know, look, this is the 99th meeting tonight of Sid and Ovi between the playoffs in the regular season. It might be the last go-round, one of the last go-rounds for Gino in the mix here, too. And hopefully people can take some time tonight to just kind of watch them and not measure one up against the other.
Do you think fans understand what we've watched here for 20 years?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, like, no offense. I think the fan, when you've got, you know, Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr and Sidney Crosby, like, basically in the city for 38 out of the last 40 years or whatever it is, like, you tend to get spoiled, and it's hard. I mean, look, they've had trouble, you know, packing, you know, selling out the arena this year. And Sid's still Sid, and Gino, hell, Gino's second in the league in assists behind Connor McDavid at 39 years old when we were all thought, oh, this guy's washed. How much does he have left, right? And, you know, so I think that they're – and, look, tickets are expensive. I'm not shaming fans for not coming to the game. Let me be very clear. And I think when the season started, we all thought they were going to be in a tighter spot than maybe they actually are. And I would imagine if what we've seen the first month of the season continues, these seats are going to be filled in through November, especially through the holidays as we get into the new year. But, yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, surprised that – taken for granted is not the right word, but I think it's going to be one of those things when it's over. When it's over, whether it's next year or 3 years from now or 4 years or whatever, I think there's going to be the, my God, we had it so, so good.
Yeah,
that's definitely going to happen.
Well, in the last 30 seconds or so, does this remind you at all of Steelers-Ravens in the standpoint of there does seem, at least now, maybe it wasn't early, there seems to be respect between these stars?
Between the stars, yes. You know, between the organizations, I mean, we'll see what Tom Wilson's got up his sleeve tonight. I mean, I think that's always sort of the X factor here. But, yeah, I mean, I think there is a deep abiding respect. And I think the fact that, look, that Ovechkin has one and the path that they took to get that title in 18 where they had to go through the Pens to get there, I think that's sort of, for the rest of his career, is sort of playing with house money. And because of that, it isn't the, well, Sid stole all my lunch money. You know, there isn't sort of that factor in there. And look, these guys are still playing at a high level, so it should be fun to watch, and people should appreciate it because you're not going to see this much in the future, and we're going to miss it.
Will, thanks so much.
Take care, Jeff. See you
all
soon.
All right. Will Graves from the Associated Press. Check out his, across the world, his recount of this game tonight. Join 93.7 The Fan for a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside the Rivers Casino Monday, November 17th, as we celebrate winning the 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. It's an incredible honor. Wouldn't be possible without you. So we're saying to our loyal listeners, here's how we're going to kind of thank you. We're going to buy the first 300 guests a drink. Come raise a glass with us. Hang out with us, with the hosts. Celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Radio. We can't wait to see you there at the Rivers Casino. Joel Nelson, thanks to Will Graves and Dan Kinkerski. I'm Jeff Hathorn. Enjoy the football game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.